Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
So we mentioned the NBA playoffs. A lot of NBA chatter tonight. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to some phone calls in the final segment of the show. But joining us right now, he joins us in this segment each and every week to drop some NBA knowledge on us here as week one of the playoffs is pretty much in the books. At Hoops Critic on Twitter, he's the founder of HoopsCritic.com. You can hear him on SiriusXM. Brian Geltzeiler joining me on CBS Sports Radio. What's happening, Geltz?
Hello, Shawnee. How are we doing tonight, buddy?
Doing pretty good, Geltz. How troubling is this Steve Kerr news if you're a Golden State Warriors fan?
Well, it's troubling. I mean, listen, it looks like a situation where Steve Kerr is going to sit as long as he has to sit. And although details are trickling out a little bit in reference to what this had to do with the spinal leak he had, which he missed 43 games of last season after he had back surgery, it's a situation where Kerr, certainly through a statement he had earlier this evening, appears determined to get this right before he ends up coming back here. And I think you could see Mike Brown coach his team for the foreseeable future. Wouldn't shock me if we didn't see Steve Kerr back here. In terms of what it is for the Warriors, it's different. Listen, I think that most of your team is going to be fine with Mike Brown furthering the same concepts. John Collins is still there. Ron Adams is still there. The thing with Kerr is, from an emotional standpoint, what he means to Draymond Green. He's the guy that keeps Green in line around there. And he's a handful, Sean. You know that. He's hard to deal with. Kerr's the guy that makes it his responsibility to deal with him. And as we saw last year, even sometimes Kerr's not enough. And Draymond last year kicked too many people in her family jewels. And the next thing you know, he's suspended for a very important NBA Finals game last year. So that kind of stuff is what I worry about more than what happens schematically. I'm very happy. I mean, I don't like the way he got the opportunity, but I'm happy for Mike Brown. Mike Brown's a good guy and a good coach, and I think he'll do a nice job for this Warriors team here. But the player to watch in all this is Draymond Green and how he reacts. And when he starts to get a little hyper-emotional, where does that go for him? What kind of mistakes does he make? And that's where I think you'll see Kerr's absence felt the most.
Good insight. Brian Geltzeiler joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Geltz, the Rockets and the Thunder have staged an entertaining series so far that's been it's been strange watching it because I feel like, you know, and you know me, I watch every Rockets game because of where I live. I feel like the Rockets over the, you know, if this were a boxing match, these 16 quarters of basketball that they've played, I feel like the decision would go to the Thunder. Like, they've won more quarters of basketball, but the Rockets are up 3-1 in this series. What's your biggest takeaway from this series so far?
A few things here. First of all, I think that the Thunder have largely played the wrong tempo in the series. And again, you saw it today. They slowed them down early in the game. They really slowed it down in the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, they got fast and loose with tempo again. And you do that against Houston, eventually they're going to eat you. You got to limit possessions with the Houston Rockets. You have to kind of try to stifle them in the half court. You have to garner them into the mid-range through half-court offense. What do they want to do? They want to shoot from three, and they want to get into the paint. What do you want them to do? You want to make sure – and they want to play fast. You want to make sure you have them play slow, and you have them shoot mid-range jump shots. And so it's not rocket science to know how you want to defend them, but it takes a tremendous amount of discipline. And to play it slow for this team is really difficult. It's counterintuitive for Westbrook. And they just haven't done enough of it. And that's been my big takeaway here. I mean, listen, I think to be able to win a game on the road when James Harden struggles like he did and some of the plays he made down the stretch in light of how bad he played in the game were what a great player does. And he finds ways to contribute in the end. And listen, you got a throwback performance. I don't even know if Nene at his best going to give you 12 from 12 from the field and a 28 and 10. I mean, that it's just something you can never count on. But that's kind of the season it's been for the Rockets. They're finding it in different sources with different guys. They're a well-coached team here. And listen, 3-1, I think we can kind of stick a fork in the Thunder in this one.
Yeah, well, probably so. How big a concern is it, Geltz, if you're a Rockets fan, that you're getting almost nothing out of the front court right now? Ryan Anderson and Trevor Ariza can't shoot the basketball, it seems like, especially Ariza. And Clint Capella has been, he was a total non-factor today. How big a concern is that going forward?
It's not huge. First of all, Anderson played a pretty good game three in this series. I think he had 18, so he gave you something there. Here's the thing about Ariza. He's always going to defend the position, and the Rockets need guys to defend, and he doesn't jack up bad shots. So even a day like today where he ended up giving you 14, but he gave you 14 and 8 shots, took 5 threes. He, you know, the way Ariza plays in terms of just taking the shots when they're there and not forcing action is okay. I'm not all that concerned there. I think you'll get what you get from them. Sometimes in terms of those guys making offensive contributions, they're kind of slaves to whatever good shots fall their way. And some games there may be a lot, and other games there may not be. Hey, the system's a system. So I don't know that you worry so much. You just kind of trust the way you run things. I think what's a larger concern is that, you know, you ended up, you're starting backward 7-29. And James is not always going to play that. But Patrick Beverley missed some open looks late in that game that it looks you need him to hit. And you do have to kind of say, what's the trade-off to have, you know, Gordon and Williams both played good offensive games. What's the trade-off to have, you know, an extra one of those guys, you know, Williams out there with Harden and Gordon instead of Beverley? You know, do you trade off the defense if Beverly's going to miss those open threes? Because though missing those open threes kills the way Houston plays offense, because if you can leave somebody, it becomes a lot easier to defend.
Brian Geltzeiler, HoopsCritic.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Geltz, what kind of chance do you give Memphis to win this series, take it the distance? I don't know if people saw this thing getting back to 2-2 when they went to Memphis a few days ago.
Now, you got to give Dave Fizdale a ton of credit. You know what? He rallied his guys. It was never that rant was never about the officiating. That was pretty much, guys, I have your back. It's us against the world, and we're in it together. And you've seen just a monumental effort from him. Listen, you got to realize, got this team. Okay, your two starting wings are not there. They're paying Chandler Parsons $24 million to not play for this team right now. And Tony Allen's not playing either. So you really, I mean, you don't have a lot of wings in the first place. And the two best ones aren't there. So this is an uphill battle for them. They just don't have the horses necessarily, I think, to win the series. Can they take it the distance? Sure they can. They play with heart and grit and fire. And Conley was brilliant last night. But I think some of this is also exposing some flaws in the Spurs. Listen, I've talked about this all year, Shawnee, with you, about them not having the right kind of defensive big on this team. And I'll tell you, David Lee, I give him credit. He's really, you know, found this game where he can play defense and be a decent contributor on that end of the floor. And he's crafty on that end of the floor. And he started playing very smart defense in these latter years of his career. The problem is he's not what they need in there. He's not big enough. He's not strong enough. He doesn't jump and protect the rim. He doesn't do any of that. So, you know, you just don't have that guy defensively that replaced Tim Duncan. And I think in some of these spots, you saw it last night. I mean, Marc Gasol hits a shot. LaMarcus Aldridge was draped all over him. But again, there's a physical difference between the two players. You need that kind of physical defender. You just don't have it. And for me, listen, I think the Spurs will come out of this series, but they're an older team. Having to go 7 in the first round against Memphis, that's not exactly a recipe for necessarily having a springboard to go to the NBA Finals and beat Golden State.
How do we feel about the East right now, Geltz, with Cleveland closing out the sweep, but, you know, three of the four games could have gone either way. How do we feel about the way the East is shaping up?
Well, I will tell you this. Cleveland's defense is not good. Indiana's defense is just god-awful. You know, that Indiana, I don't know that we can look at the Pacers with the way they played all year, with the way Paul George was tearing the team's guts out from the inside out, and give that any reflection on what we're going to see going forward from Cleveland. Cleveland, once again, did not play a good defensive series. They got away with sweeping a series where they just ran up and down the floor and shot threes. LeBron, the one tight spot they got in, LeBron went crazy and bailed them out, but they – like to shoot a lot of threes, and they're not going to come out of the East shooting a lot of threes. They're going to have to get more. They're going to have to protect their defense a little bit because it's that weak. This open floor approach, as much fun as it is for them to play, I don't know that it gets them out of the East. So, yeah, the Cavs look fine now, and the rest is certainly going to help them. But, you know, there's teams out. All of a sudden, Toronto tied that series. Boston went ahead and tied that series. You know, for the Cavs here, it's not going to be easy to come out of the East. Wizards are winning their series. There's a couple teams there that can give the Cavs everything they can handle. And I don't know that I've seen enough in the first round to make me want to think all's going to be right with the Cavs going forward.
Quickly on this one, Geltz, this was my question of the night to the people. Kind of in light of LeBron closing out another sweep in the first round of the playoffs, when LeBron is no longer the best player in the league, he may still be playing, but when we can all agree that there's a point where he's no longer the best player in the league, who will be the best player in the league?
It happens to be a wonderful question. There's an easy default answer, which is Kevin Durant. Figuring if he's healthy at that point, the mantle will just kind of go to him. But I'll tell you, I don't even know that to be the answer. If you want to tell me who probably consistently, the guy I would tell you would be Kawhi Leonard. Because I think when you look at what he's become this year, the way he's elevated his game, the two-way nature of his game, his age, his athleticism, and he's learning how to be a leader right now. And I just think Kawhi Leonard, you know, he's one of the top five players in the league now. Very well could end up, when all said and done, being the guy that takes that mantle from James.
Does Antetokounmpo have that type of potential?
Yes, but he's got to learn how to shoot the basketball.
Right.
He's got to learn how to shoot the basketball. He's excellent. The guy is as unique an athlete as you will ever see on the basketball court, with the long arms and the long strides, and his ball handling is tremendous, and he can score inside and get to the rack and all that. But in this day and age in the NBA, you got to be able to shoot it a little bit, and that part of his game just hasn't come far enough yet. The good news for him, he's 22 freaking years old. I think he's got one time.
That's right. Yeah, when LeBron is ceding the mantle, Antetokounmpo will probably still be in his just entering his prime. So
exactly.
A lot of years in front of that guy. Yeah, absolutely. Brian Geltzeiler, HoopsCritic.com, at HoopsCritic on Twitter. You can hear him on SiriusXM throughout the weekend as well. Geltz, appreciate it. As always, we'll do it again next week, my friend.
Look forward to it, Shawnee. Always my pleasure, buddy. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks, Geltz. Appreciate it. Great stuff, as always, from Brian Geltzeiler. He's money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.